News and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. An Air India plane on its way to London crashes in northwest India. The plane went down near the airport in the city of Ahmedabad. ABC's James Longman is at the foreign desk.
This looks like an enormous tragedy, likely one of the worst aviation disasters in Indian history. 242 passengers and crew were on board this Air India flight when it crashed in a huge explosion earlier this morning. You can see the plane in videos that are online slowly descending before briefly disappearing behind some buildings. And then moments later, you see a massive fireball erupting into the sky. Smoke from the site is visible from miles around. And right now, firefighters and rescue teams are at the scene. But the plane seems to have come down into some apartment buildings, so it's likely there will be casualties on the ground.
King Charles and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer being kept updated on the crash. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner was headed to Gatwick Airport. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The City of Green Bay appoints Jim Ritterbush as the District 8 Alderperson.
Thank you for all your support, and I really look forward to working with this council and making it one of the best councils ever, as far as I can say. So thank you.
Ritterbush fills the seat vacated by Chris Weary, who resigned after 2 decades of service to the city due to family health matters. Ritterbush will fill the term until April of 2026. He's already indicated that he will run for re-election. Mark Anderson and Megan Borchardt were also finalists for the District 8 seat. Ritterbush was appointed during the June 10th Common Council meeting. Milk is one of the most requested, yet least donated, items at food banks and pantries. Wednesday, dairy brand Kemp's donated over 30,000 milk cartons to the Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin Center in Appleton. The donation is just part of the 800,000 cartons of milk that Kemp's is giving to food banks across the Midwest. According to Feeding America, 617,000 people are experiencing food insecurity in Wisconsin, and with rising food costs, that number continues to grow. Brown County will not see an expansion to its court system after the Joint Finance Committee voted along party lines on a budget motion that would have helped alleviate a severe backlog of cases. The motion to add judges, prosecutors, public defenders, and other staff to the Brown County Circuit Court had bipartisan support, but was rejected Tuesday by the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee. In the last decade, Brown County has seen an increase of 220% in pending felony cases, and over 500 individuals have been waiting for 2 years in jail for their day in court. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 4-game series at home against the Cardinals tonight. The crew losing to the Braves yesterday, 6-2. Rookie pitcher Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced, you know, being in that spot. So maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through 5.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder, 116-107, to take a 2-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy, and, you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, you know, is that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible, especially later today. Our high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers likely 56. Tomorrow, cloudy, cooler, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Does President Trump have legal authority to send in troops when the governor doesn't ask for it? Jim Santel will break that down. Also, weather and wine with Brittany Merlone. We talk sports with J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Trucker Thursday to you. We are downtown in Oshkosh, and it is a perfect morning. Yeah. Isn't it, though? Yeah. Perfect morning.
Awesome. This is such a good-looking city, too. It's clean.
I know. That water looks so
green
good right
grass.
There.
Yeah.
Todd, if I were you, yep. I would get that condo upstairs here. Right upstairs of our studio downtown on Main Street.
That's exactly what I want to do. I want to be right above where I work.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah. I know it. Look at me. It doesn't affect me none. But it's even got a little
you're
balcony.
The door, I know. Uh-huh. I know. Looking out the back and stuff. I know.
Yeah, this is.
We're actually, we've kind of talked with the owner of the building to see if maybe we could do a show from up there.
I think that'd be fun.
Would that be fun?
I would love it.
Well, we'd end up doing it on the coldest, rainiest Thursday.
Yeah, we've had some cold days here. But it is absolutely gorgeous this morning right here all throughout Northeast Wisconsin. 61 in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 64 in Oshkosh. High today in the low 70s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers. It was actually a little bit humid yesterday for the first time, wasn't it?
It was nice yesterday, but it's coming to an end.
Yeah, I know.
It's cooling off again for the weekend.
Hey, one of the things, I know in the UP, this is the thing, air quality due to wildfires.
Oh, yeah.
Orange category. I mean, it's to the point, here's the deal. You know, you think, it's just a little smoke in the air. But they say there are particles that are in that smoke that if you've got some lung problems, they'll get in your lungs. You know, it's not just a matter of, it's a little smoky.
Right.
I mean, that's like a serious thing that's coming across, huh?
Do they tell you to wear a mask?
I don't know if it does, but I think that is what they're saying is like if you're going out and stuff like that and you got breathing problems, they are saying that the orange could actually go red today. So be aware of that.
Wow.
I know that was up there. Have you noticed that?
I haven't yet.
Yeah.
A few years ago in Manitowoc, I really did. It smelled, you know, there's a place in Marquette where they used to make charcoal. Okay, it was a charcoal factory.
Yeah.
All right. And that's what it smelled like. It smelled like that charcoal factory burning in Manitowoc. And it was hazy.
But was the Canadian fires? Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What, 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, right.
Remember when they first started coming over? But Manitowoc had hit really bad for some reason. But I haven't noticed anything here. Have you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you?
Yeah, it was a little hazy, but I didn't.
A couple times I'd be outside and I'd smell smoke, but I didn't know if it was the neighbor burning some wood or something.
Yeah.
That's why I thought it was that big of a deal. Because like you're talking about, that was a big deal.
Yeah, that was a big deal. I mean, that was like, whoa, this is. Yeah. I still say one of my greatest things in the world, the smell of grass fires.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to like fields on fire?
I can't do that anymore. I know, right? That's dry and it just.
I know.
That's its own smell.
And they used to say, because people up in the UP, they used to light their lawns on fire.
Yeah, I know.
Because they'd say the grass would come in greener.
Exactly. They did. That was good for your grass, but no can do anymore.
But was that legit? Was that a true thing?
I think it was.
Or is it like wives' tale?
No. I think they burned off the grass that was, so it would be right. more fresh grass would grow because the burns off stuff.
The other stuff's gone.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. No, they did do that.
Well, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
But, I remember Mary Terzaghi, our neighbor out there at the, you know, Mary, I still think about this. Poor Mary. Nice lady. Yeah. 5 feet tall, 5 feet wide.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Cigarette hanging out of her mouth.
Her arms the size of a butcher. And I remember one time I was trying to make some money one summer. I was like 10. And it's like, I asked her, I said, hey, I'll cut your grass for like $2, you know, just, okay. So, well, she had one of those old, she didn't even have an electric.
I had a push.
She had the push with the blades. And it was real hilly and whatever. And I got about halfway done. And I said, I think I need to charge you more than $2. She says, no, here's your $2. Go ahead, Johnny. And she took over. Like nothing to it. Put me to total shame. Those old women from that generation,
they're tough.
They were tough.
Yeah.
Just big, tough wrists and hands.
In their mind, they could do anything.
Absolutely. Special breed.
Yep.
You bet. But a beautiful day today. We're down here in Oshkosh, which we absolutely love being down here at our WISS studios. Great place around the corner on Main Street. We've got a great lineup of people coming in today. Today is beef jerky day, right?
Gotta love that.
Is there anything better? You could live on beef jerky. A person could live on beef jerky.
I don't know that I was the biggest fan of like Slim Jim and stuff like that early on in life.
Oh, I was.
There's a specific taste to that I wasn't sure about.
Really?
Yeah.
What about jerky?
I think jerky's good.
I still, my goal is I need to rent out somebody's garage so I can make stuff.
The equipment you need to make jerky is made in Two Rivers.
Is it really?
Yeah. Cause my brother.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it just dries it all.
A dehydrator.
You like the Nesco thing?
Yeah.
Made Two Rivers, the same company. And they make these dehydrators.
Two Rivers makes a lot of stuff. Two Rivers and Manitowoc make more stuff. Where you just wouldn't, it's like, okay, the aluminum, nets for the NCAA right. tournament and the Wimbledon, yeah, they're made in Two Rivers.
Right,
yeah. It's like crazy.
Aluminum. They're pretty creative there. But that very popular, you can do it with fruit.
Oh, yeah. I want to do that.
It's not just beef.
I've got one, I just haven't used it yet. I don't have any room.
Do you have a dehydrator?
Yeah.
I don't
think I've ever taken it out of the box, though.
No.
But it's just right on a counter. You don't need a lot of room for it, do you?
No, it's the size of like a little
car. I got a small
like
counter.
A big Nesco or something, you know?
It's not even that big.
So I told you I'm down to 211.
Yes.
Anybody want my nutrition tips?
I'm sure we're going to get them anyway.
We're all less than 211, so no.
Are you really? What do you weigh?
John, you don't think I weigh less than 211? No, John, I'm at like 170.
You are not.
No, just wait. I want to get up there. It's 178, 179.
Yeah. What were you? You're like 220, weren't you?
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Wow.
He weighs less than me now.
You taking the shot?
Yes, he's taking the
you're
shot.
You're taking the shot.
You're
told that's me, but cheating. We knew that. You told us that. You told us you were on it.
Is that cheating?
That's cheating.
Is it, John?
I think so. I look at that as cheating.
200 and it's a good
deal. Let's put it this way. I would say that's the same. Let's put it this way.
Try to get the guys a sponsor.
The way I'm doing it is the organic way. So I'm big in organics. Okay.
My goal is to hit my goal weight and then get the guy helping me to be a sponsor of the show.
Okay, let me
and I told him, I said, I'll be...
And I know a lot of people on Ozempic, but I'm just looking at this. This is how I feel
personally. This is really Ozempic.
This is whatever it is, okay? That's why. It's the difference between me doing it the organic way, all right, would be the same as a guy that puts on a lot of muscle by working out and lifting weights, okay?
Yep.
Versus a guy who takes steroids to put on the muscle.
Yeah, I don't think that's
a great analogy.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Great analogy.
Yep.
It's a phenomenal analogy. It's artificial.
I'm earning it, John. This, all right, and I've talked to a lot of people before I did that. This is a jumpstart thing that I needed. Like, I've done what you've done. I've done everything on the weight loss. And this is just a jumpstart. And the key to this is you don't eat as much.
Right.
That's all it is. It's nothing more, nothing less. The side effects to this, it's unbelievable. I mean, lower blood pressure, they have all these, that's not why you take it though, but the side effects are positive versus usually, you're going to throw up, you're going to do this or that. Maybe another month, but it.
So what happens if you get off it and you gain all the weight back?
You know what? I looked into that. I don't think you do because you've changed a habit over, sometimes they say 30 days. To me, it takes a lot longer than 30 days for me to change a habit, but if 6 months you're eating differently, Will that stay?
Well, mine will, because like I said, I'm on a whole new ergonomic thing. That's unbelievable.
What are you on, John?
Ergonomics.
Ergonomics, that's like furniture.
Well, it's something.
Okay, whatever.
It's an omic.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
And I talked to that
well,
guy.
Well, I was going
to
give some great nutritional tips.
Well, do it.
That can always help.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What are you doing?
Okay. Well, one of the things is that yogurt.
Right.
Greek yogurt.
That's good.
Yep. Non-flavored. Which tastes like paste, I'll be honest.
By vanilla.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, then I put it with that peanut butter.
The natural heat.
The natural peanut butter. It's natural. It's all natural.
So do you buy that, or do you buy the peanuts at Festival and then grind it up and make peanut butter?
No, it's from Festival, but it's all natural peanut butter. It says made only from peanuts.
Well, you could do it yourself.
I was thinking about that. I might do that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy a peanut crusher thing.
Well, no, they have them at Festival.
Yeah, I'm going to buy one.
It's a sit in the box with the dehydrator. It's going to
sit right next to that dehydrator that you've got, you know.
Stacking the Ronco Crusher.
Okay, so natural peanut butter, which is good.
Natural peanut butter.
That's good.
Then the other thing, so I'm being into antioxidants now.
Antioxidants.
What is that?
Antioxidants.
Yep.
Yeah. Stuff that, like, prevents cancer.
Yes.
Okay, so blueberries are the number one thing. The number one thing are blueberries.
Okay.
Right.
Number one thing.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So blueberries.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. And then I put that stuff in, and then frozen bananas. Frozen bananas have changed my life. It's changed my life. So, you know, you eat a banana, it's like, you're eating a banana. It's like, you got to eat a banana. You cut them up into little, you know, chop them up, little pieces. A
couple inches.
And you freeze them. Okay. Put them in little plastic bags. And then you put that in the yogurt with the peanut butter and the blueberries and a little bit of honey. It's actually Wayne's honey, Wayne's natural honey.
Oh, yeah, it's good
okay?
stuff.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
So you peel the banana and then you cut it up?
Yep, cut it up. Yep, peel it, cut it up.
Doesn't it get brown or anything?
No, not when they're frozen. They're fantastic frozen. They're fantastic frozen.
All right.
Do you remember the movie? What was it? Or the TV show that I really liked that I got back into it? Oh, you know the one.
No, I don't.
Oh, how come man. It's Justin Bateman.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And that whole crew, right?
Oh, what the heck was the name of it? A lot of big names.
Yeah.
The girl with the really pretty eyes.
Yeah.
Portia.
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 Yep. De Rossi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember what that's called.
I know, but it was really good. That one. But anyway, they had the frozen banana stand, remember?
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
There we go.
And they have the frozen banana stand.
Yeah.
I would like to start a stand. Frozen bananas,
but those
with the ingredients I'm doing here, it'd be the healthiest thing people could possibly have. I'd be doing this for humanity. I wouldn't even worry if I made a profit.
Okay, a couple things wrong with that. One is that frozen banana stand. I think they dip them in chocolate and stuff. It's a whole banana.
But this would be that peanut butter I'm talking about. I'd make my own peanut butter,
and then people would just get a little cup of peanut butter and dip it in there like a chip and dip.
Not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea.
I know. No, I would make the actual malts for them. I'd make it up. I'd blend it all up for them.
All right.
And I'd be like, this is the most antioxidants type of food you could possibly eat. It's delicious. Okay. It's nutritious. And it's satisfying.
Oh, jeez.
And it's good for your skin.
Yeah.
Telling you.
And your heart.
And your heart. The whole thing.
Yeah.
All in one cup. That's my new Johnny Juice.
Okay. You know where you might have an opportunity to do that? Yesterday I talked with Brian Johnson was on for that Lean Local. That shipyard's going to have a lot of
these. I know. I'd like to have one of those spaces.
They're going to be like in train cars. Right?
I want that. Yeah. I want that.
You don't need that whole thing. But I mean,
I want one of those Conexes.
Like this 6 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet of that.
Yeah. One of those storage things. That's what I'm looking at. And that's what I'm going
to
open up.
I'm going to be next to you, but I'm going to sell something different.
You sell whatever you want. Also, I'm going to be selling beef jerky.
I'm going to have that. That could work.
I'm making my own.
You should do dehydrated fruit too, though. People like that because there's still vegetarians out there.
So. But when I go to the UP, I'm going to shoot a lot of deer next year. And we get a bunch of tags. And I'm going to make venison jerky.
We got a bunch of texts coming in, which we can get to when we get back. But they'll be up on your screen there.
Okay.
Your screen.
All right. I'm just saying. I'm excited about this because look at me.
I sense in that.
I'm doing it the natural way, Jim. And I'm dropping.
Okay.
Natural. Non-steroidal. Think about
steroidal.
It.
Steroidal.
Mine on the Air, coming your way from WISS in Oshkosh. Back after this.
Yeah, I'm semi-crazy. I gotta be half nuts. They keep running up and down the road in these semi-trucks. I might have had half a mind to slow it down for a time, but I'm never gonna give it up till I'm pushing up.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Starting June 1st, don't miss the Triple S Market every Sunday, 1 to 5. Sip, shop, and sing with local vendors, open mic, and rotating food trucks. And mark your calendar for June 14th. It's Second Saturday Music with Luminati from 6 to 10 p.m. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I gotta be half nuts. They keep running up and down the road in these semi-trucks.
Hey, happy Trucker Thursday to you on a beautiful day. We're coming your way from downtown Oshkosh at the WISS Studios, 601 South Main Street. Today is Jerky Day, as we mentioned, Peanut Butter Cookie Day. I love putting peanut butter on peanut butter cookies. Is that weird?
I've never done that.
Put a little bit of peanut butter and butter on a peanut butter cookie. It's unbelievable. Or a chocolate chip cookie. That really adds to it. It is Superman Day. Todd, you seem like you would have been a Superman kind of
guy.
Nope,
Spider-Man. Nope.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
Falafel Day.
Falafel.
Is that a food?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
It's Greek.
Round Greek. Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
He can call right now.
Yes.
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 Jeez.
By the way, happy birthdays to Kenny Wayne Shepherd, great country singer. Junior Brown, another great country singer. Trucker. That's right. That's Junior right there. 73 years old. And Marv Albert, one of the greatest basketball announcers of all time. In fact, I think he is the greatest basketball announcer of all time. 84 years old. I ran into Marv years ago at a Bucks game. We got to be good friends. And I was actually, I sent him a text last night. I said, Marv, would you be able to give us a call on the show this morning? And I said, we won't talk about those issues you had. Remember, he went on Letterman. He got kinky with women and yada, yada, yada.
Did you let Marv know that he can call in right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I'm waiting for the call.
I'm waiting for this.
So we're going to talk with Marv Albert.
I don't think.
It's been a while since you guys hung out, isn't it?
Like, yeah. Well, he did. You know, he retired. So right. I wouldn't see him at games anymore.
Yeah.
He came to Green Bay a couple of times for Packer things. He was great. I mean, hung out.
He never shook that.
No, he didn't. But I remember we went out to the Top Shelf a couple of times, stuff like that. Okay. And he had a good time.
Victoria's Secrets, yeah. A little shopping.
Yeah. So,
okay, let's.
We had a good time with him. So, yeah. Hoping to talk to Marv Albert here in just a minute. I got a couple other texts. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
I know.
82, that's all. I thought he would be older for some reason.
Well, they were young when they started that.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Oh, yeah. Him and his brother, a couple friends.
Boy, unbelievable. What a weird situation. Hey, their really? Dad.
Well, he was a little. He had his problems.
Issues.
Is
sure.
he the one that yes. did? Brian did?
Yeah,
was
Brian
the one
did. That, okay. I don't know. He had a number of things. And he was. I don't know if he was public about it or they ratted him out, but there was
well, they news. Made that one movie. It was kind of a made-for-TV type movie. Okay, do we? Okay, once again, ladies and gentlemen, is the 84th birthday of my all-time favorite broadcaster, legendary broadcaster in the NBA with the New York Knicks, Marv Albert. Mr. Albert, are you there, sir?
Yes. Good morning. Yes.
Marv, first
Yeah. How are things downtown, John, my friend?
It's a beautiful day here in Northeast Wisconsin. We're actually,
yes, of course.
Yeah, we're actually in Oshkosh right now, and we just want to say that, boy, we miss you on the air. And remember when you came to Green Bay that time? We hung out at the Top Shelf and stuff.
Yes.
And remember that?
Oshkosh, home of Tyrese Halliburton. Yes.
Yeah, that's right, Marv.
Yeah.
So, Marv, how are you doing in your retirement days? Have you? I don't want to bring up, you know, that one incident you had. You know, whatever.
Things have been good, John. I think I know what you're talking about. Waking up this morning in Oshkosh, I'm sure it's a little chill, a little biting morning, if you will. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he likes
now,
yes.
Perjury.
Okay. Marv, I remember that one time when you were in town and you wanted me to take you to Victoria's Secrets. Remember that?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I like the finer things in life. Yes. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
She sure did. She sure did. She turned her back on me, though, John. Yes. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, Mr.
Turned
Robert.
Her back on me. One night, turned her back on me. Literally. Yeah.
Yes. So, how do you celebrate your 84th birthday, Marv?
Oh, probably a lady of the night.
Room service?
Staying out of court, if you know what I mean.
Mr. Mayor just asked
I'm kidding. Of course. I'll probably have a steak. I'll probably go downtown. I will probably spend some time with good friends toasting years gone by. Yeah.
Well, that's very nice. Mr. Mayor has a question for you.
I thought.
Good morning, sir. Yes,
Marv. Yes. So, Marv, I thought maybe you'd spend a day celebrating in a hotel and order room service.
Oh, absolutely. Why not? Why not? Hopefully, the lady who delivers it is down. If you know what I mean. for a gratuity, of course.
Right.
That's how the kids say it these days. Yes. Yes. How about a little something extra?
Okay. Well, Marv, we appreciate you taking the time. I'm sure many people are recalling you, wishing you a happy birthday today. And we wanted to be the first to say happy.
You know, we go way back, John. I thank you so much for your friendship over the years. For you being with me in the courtroom, that meant a lot to me through the course of the trial. And I do think it influenced the jury a little bit. I think they were, they saw you and they said, well, Marv, it can't be that bad. He said, she said. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting myself into trouble now. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Innocent behavior between two consenting adults. Allegedly. Which is also not true, but whatever.
Okay, right. Okay, Harvey.
One last question. Do you still have that weird thing where you collect garter belts?
Of course, yes, John. Yes, it's only weird if it doesn't work. That's what I've always said over the years. If you're having a great broadcast because you're wearing women's underwear or you're not, then you are.
Okay, well,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's it's possible the pages are all wearing garters right now. I don't know. They seem to have a rabbit's foot shoved up their rear end.
Okay, all right. Well, Marv Albert, happy 84th birthday, sir. Thank you for taking the time. It's great to talk to you once again.
Of course. Anytime, anytime.
Are you enjoying your day, Marv?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
I thought I was going to get answers. Yes.
So did I. Happy birthday, Marv.
Thank you, Marv Albert. Take care, my friend. Come back again sometime.
Wow.
I just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been a passing everything in sight. Six days around and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 97.9 WGBW.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Yeah, the cool, wet weather Wisconsin's been experiencing causing a couple issues with our winter wheat. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension Small Grain Specialist, keeping an eye on the situation. He said Wisconsin farms need to be scouting those winter wheat fields now.
I know there are some reports of stripe rust out there, and most of the applications that are targeting for Fusarium head blight or scab will also control that as well. Just check the labels. But, you know, southern Wisconsin, if you drive around the wheat fields, you can see most of those fields have already been sprayed. But as we start moving north into like Door County, Green Bay area where we grow a lot of winter wheat, I think farmers should really focus on that. And given the weather we've had right now, the heavy dews, the high humidity, I mean, I think spraying for Fusarium head blight or scab should be automatic this year. It should be a no-brainer.
Advice from Dr. Sean Conley, our University Extension Small Grain Specialist. Well, as we get started on a Thursday morning, looking at a new Wisconsin State FFA officer team and looking at Red Ink in Chicago. Both updates are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
Congratulations to our new state FFA officer team, including Harley Prill from Bloomer, Tanyelle Ducombe from Stanley Boyd, Corbin Weber from Cochrane Fountain City, Ava Ford from Prairie du Chien, Sam Mell from DeForest, Brooke Lutke from Partyville, Parker Smith from Loyal, Evan Retzlaw from New London, Leighton Sabisky from Berlin, and Max Lutke from Beaver Dam. We'll find out who the new FFA president is later today. Barrel cheese was down a half yesterday at 185.5. 40-pound block cheese dropped 2 cents at 186. AA butter was up 2.5, 253 a bushel. This morning, December corn's unchanged. November beans are down 3 at 1026. July wheat down 3 at 531. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible, especially later today. Our high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers likely 56. Tomorrow, cloudy, cooler, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome beauty queen and security expert Jenna Watkins, and then we grill pizza in the studio with Papa John's owner Danny Bim. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Summer. All right, don't forget later on this morning, the Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest, your chance to win a daily win, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash plus every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing, couple of them, a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation. We got the keyword coming up later on this morning after 7 o'clock. Download that Civic Media app right now and choose your station, WISS or WGBW. Get set to win with Mino and the Mayor after 7 o'clock.
All right, let's.
John, I did what you did.
What?
You hear that music and you grab the script.
You get ready for it. I know.
So I was, he was playing it yesterday and I started reading it. He goes, it's over.
It was after 8 o'clock.
It was after 8 o'clock.
It's like, okay. That's all right. Today is also Red Rose Day.
Isn't that nice?
Expensive, man.
Oh, are they? Yeah. I'm saying, are they? That's very expensive. One rose. Yeah.
If I were back in that era when you'd buy somebody roses or did something like that, would it be so bad to buy them those kind that really look real now and they last for a long time and nobody would know the difference?
I don't know if I would go that route.
Oh, my God. That would be the last place I would try to pull a fake rose is to.
Really?
Yeah.
To Donna?
Yeah.
Everybody, oh, my God, beautiful roses. Those are unbelievable. Oh, thank you. And you're the only one that knows they're artificial. They can make things.
If they were far away and they were like decorative, like in a back table.
Absolutely.
Maybe. But it was your own place, like at your place, right? But right. I would never do
in
that.
An office, nobody would know the difference. I don't know. Todd.
No.
Roses.
If you're going to throw some out on a grave or something, that's one thing. But
you know, there's a lot of places that they won't let you have artificial flowers now.
Yeah.
At cemeteries.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, groundskeepers and stuff like that. Don't you think that has a lot to do with it?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. People drop them off and then they lay there for a couple of years.
Right.
And, yeah.
But I mean, you put real flowers down, they last, what, 2 days?
Oh, but they're organic.
How can you be? I saw somebody did this on Facebook, and it was local. It was like DePere. And somebody said, hey, to the person that stole our flower pot of flowers at like our dad's thing. It's like, What kind of a human being can do that and look themselves in the mirror and say, yeah, my family, my mom and dad raised me right. Wow. What kind of a scumball would steal something from somebody else's grave?
Yeah.
What type of a human being?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that something?
I didn't hear that. That's really low.
Todd, you with me on that?
Absolutely. That's just like people who go in and like turn over tombstones and stuff like that.
I don't get that. There's got to be a special place in hell for that.
Stealing flowers from another grave?
Yes.
Unless, and I would never justify it, but what if this kid just felt for his mom and wanted to do, his mom's buried and he just wanted to give her some
flowers? That's a little different, right?
Okay, just a little. I'm trying to think, is there anything I would accept? And maybe that one I would.
No, nothing. Zero. Not a zip. Brian says, hey, Mark McGuire and Barry Bonds hit a lot of home runs without medical help, so give Jim a break. All right?
With the Ozempic.
Yeah, Ozempic. Yeah.
It's a kickstart, John. It's a kickstart.
No, the difference is, okay,
the rest of my life.
But it's like a couple of weeks ago, we had the bodybuilders on, and it's all natural bodybuilding.
Right.
No, you know, artificial.
Well, that's what they said.
Yada, 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 yada. They test them. They do a pee test right before the thing.
That's true.
So I would be, if I get into bodybuilding, I would be in that thing, you'd be the other way, where you would artificially stimulate yourself.
Yeah, I just...
Well, wait, hold on. Hold on. That phrase should not have been said on the radio.
No.
Artificial stimulation is not a broadcast term.
What did I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
I just want to say that I want to defend...
Artificially stimulate your muscle growth.
Okay.
Well...
No.
It's still got getting, it. Yeah, it's no. pretty close. Pretty close.
Got a text here. Make sure with plain yogurt, all the all the same ingredients you are using, just add ice and put it into a blender. Donna. Yeah, absolutely. It's great. Mino, you can't be running banana stands if you're coming to work with us at Simple Life. Michael. All right. I thought you were on the scallops diet on Tuesday. We also have a scallop stand?
Sparky. Yeah, this is... Okay.
The scallop thing is... I made an omelet with scallops.
Right.
And it was phenomenal.
I'm going to send you something right now.
But I will say this. They are expensive.
Yeah. We were saying that, weren't we?
Really expensive.
Scallops are expensive. Wait till you get them in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Maybe like $6, $35. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are they so expensive?
Hey, I got a recipe for you on scallops. Okay. I'll send it to you at the next break. But I was going through that, and but I have not found a recipe where they didn't have butter and garlic. So I don't think your scallops are going to taste that good.
Well, garlic is fine. I'm big into garlic. Yeah. Like, okay, so I'm making this new soup. All right. Cabbage soup.
This is a hell of a stand.
Cabbage soup. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're listening.
Jalapenos.
In the soup. Okay.
Crushed garlic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Onion, chopped up onion, green and red peppers.
Yep.
Yeah.
All together.
That can work.
Okay. A little cayenne pepper.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you're done with that, when you're ready to go, you put a dollop of that yogurt.
Oh, yogurt.
The Greek yogurt. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
It's fantastic.
And what do you do with it?
You eat it.
No, did you put it on a cracker or a piece of...
No, just the soup. It's a soup.
Oh, it's a soup.
Yeah, it's a cabbage soup with jalapenos.
Okay, so what's the... Then you add water, obviously.
And garlic. No, I order a chicken broth. Spicy chicken broth.
That's salt.
Not that bad. Salt's good for you.
You want to bet? Look at the back of that box. Okay. See, that's what happens is like you guys, you know, eat all this healthy stuff and then you get like a soda or something after that. You're on the right track and you just blew it with that sodium.
I'm not drinking soda. Look what I'm drinking.
No, I'm talking about your soup.
Not a Monster. Monster Zero. Okay.
Monster Zero sugar. Monster energy drink, zero sugar. Zero added sugars. This is like a
juice of the gods.
Juice of the gods.
Yeah, that's what you're going to say.
It's a Johnny Juice of the Gods. Monster with zero sugar. I mean, it's the same as drinking an espresso type thing.
Yeah.
It's fantastic for you.
Carbs is six.
Yeah.
Why is this stuff so bad for you?
It's not. It's got a bad rap. Got a texture. Falafel is Egyptian.
Falafel is Egyptian.
Falafel.
Egyptian.
Okay.
It's Egyptian.
All right, I thought it was Greek.
Close,
all right. Yeah.
Miles away. Thanks,
Eastern
Michael.
Kind of sort of area.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You were talking a little bit about the Beach Boys. I want to get back to that. Were they all, did you ever see them in concert?
Oh, yeah.
I saw them at the old Fox City Stadium one time after a game. And then I saw that movie and it's like, oh, those poor guys with the way their dad was to them and everything, like beat them up and everything.
Oh, I didn't know all that.
Okay.
I think they're great.
I mean, they had some of the greatest. Yeah.
And they, I don't know how much they charged, but they played at some pretty inexpensive venues.
That's what I mean. They played after a Timber Rattler game, free concert.
And they used to play a lot after some of the Padre games. Bigger, that was more of it. But, I've seen them, I don't know, not more than anybody else. I've seen them quite a bit.
And it's like they're one of those bands.
It's their sound. It's just,
they'll never say this. Now we're going to play some stuff from our new album. You know what I mean? Everybody gets up to go to the bathroom or get a beer.
Yeah. No.
When a band like that, you know where it's like Bob Seger. You know what you're going to get.
So some of the songs that Brian Wilson wrote.
Right.
Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Yep. Wow.
Good Vibrations. California Girls. Sloop John B. Surfing Safari. In My Room. Surfing USA. Sail on Sailor. Help Me Rhonda. Surfer Girl. Wipeout.
Unbelievable.
That song.
Unbelievable. One guy wrote all these songs.
Yep. Right. Kokomo, California Dreamin', he wrote.
Just the guys from Hawthorne.
Don't
one
worry,
guy.
Don't
yeah,
worry,
one
baby. Guy. Yeah, I mean, unreal.
Just, I don't know. I don't know what his background was, but Hawthorne's not like Beverly Hills, right? I mean, he lived in this Southern California place, and him and his brother, and then what, a couple cousins and a couple friends. I forgot who they all got together, but it wasn't like tryouts and all
that. Well, I think I read something that like they had never surfed. They wrote all these surfing songs, and they've never been on a surfboard. Yeah.
That, a lot of talent there.
Unbelievable.
This is great.
How much money do you make when you write a song like, I mean, like one song, you can be set for life. If you have a number one hit, it keeps getting played over and over. Can you imagine?
Just Google his net worth.
So who didn't? Okay, Carney Wilson, is that his daughter?
That is his daughter.
From
Wilson Phillips.
Wilson Phillips.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
They say that at the time of his death, he was estimated to be worth $100
million. Wow.
Which, when you think about it, is a lot, but when you list all those songs and all the music.
Today,
all,
you're right.
Right.
It's not
you're
a lot.
Bill, you're probably talking to the bees now.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Wow. You know what's funny? It's like, wouldn't you think if you got $100 million in your checking account, you would have every doctor in the world where you're not going to die.
Right.
Till you're, whenever.
But look at Michael Jackson, right? I mean.
I know.
It's sleeping in the tube and all that. It's just, I don't know.
I know.
How did he die?
I'm not sure.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
What were we going to say?
I'm going to make a joke about what?
The dad joke. Stop breathing.
It does say that he probably would have been worth a lot more, but his father sold the publishing rights to most of his early songs in 1969 for a very small sum.
Wow.
Those parents, man.
Yeah, they were.
Right?
Terrible.
But you hear that a lot with actors and all that kind of stuff. The parents use them to make money.
No question. You know who they say had the greatest parent or has the greatest parents along those lines? Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Her mom is pretty cool.
Her mom and her dad both very much just, making sure everything's taken care of. They have the right people, the whole thing. I mean, she's done it right. I mean, did you see where the money she brings in is like almost like the gross national product of some countries?
Yes.
It is. It is. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
She can move the needle. She's unbelievable. And what's cool about her is that it's her.
Right.
It's not this band that's going to break up. It's not this fighting they're going to have, and egos and splitting.
Yep.
It's her. So if she can, and I don't know, I don't hear much bad stuff about her.
Nothing.
So if she can maintain that lifestyle.
It's mind-boggling.
It is.
Mind-boggling. Wow. What can I do to move the needle, Todd?
How many years too late are you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But
I feel like I got a rebirth.
Yeah. No, we've got to.
I really do. But, it's one of those things, though, too, some of these young people, too, that they start out so great.
What's that saying?
And then
they flame out.
They just flame out, and it's that bad manager, that bad parent, the bad friends.
Right.
I mean, it's just, even like a Miley Cyrus. Remember when she was on the verge of hugeness and went nuts, and her dad was like...
Kind of nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you, I met him one time.
Did you?
And I think she might have been with him when she was a little girl.
Gotcha.
I interviewed him at a game, Packers against Kansas City Chiefs, 1994, Monday night game at Arrowhead Stadium. And I did an interview with him pregame because he was a big Packer fan.
No?
Yeah.
Nice guy?
Very super nice guy. Really nice guy. Talked about he'd played tight end in high school in Kentucky. Just a great, normal guy.
It wasn't like that one guy you interviewed. You said, hey, can I bother you for a minute? He goes, you already have.
That's Frank Gifford.
I think that's really a funny line.
The only one better than that was Frank Gorsha when me and Nick had him on.
He goes,
are we done? Can I go yet? Or Paul Horning the time. He goes, hey, guys, I'm almost to Green Bay. I'm about to lose you.
And you're in Green Bay.
We're in Green Bay. Yeah, we've had a few kind of blow us off over the years. But anyway, well, that's all right. But, another thing, too, with some of these big-time artists like that, you wonder at what point they look back and they say, Mom, Dad, what were you thinking? You know what I mean? Where they were on that precipice of being so huge.
Oh,
there's such a fine line between taking that next step and not. And Todd, you know this more than anybody in the music. Because some of those young people would come around and they were so close.
Oh, yeah.
And then that next step is the hard one.
I got a text here from Brian in Green Bay. Brian Wilson died from drowning.
Oh, no kidding.
And then he said, decided to try surfing.
Oh,
too soon.
Brian, really?
Come on, let the bodies not even.
Brian, what's wrong with you?
Didn't even assume room temperature. And these guys. Come on.
I'm glad you're on your way to help the youth of America in their educational process.
Okay, nice.
Tonight is the very first Waterfest in Oshkosh. And we're going to talk to the guy, Mike Dempsey, about tonight's show, Hairball. It's coming up in just a couple of minutes.
That's going to be big.
It's going to be awesome.
Right across the river from
us. I might take my boat there. I'm serious.
It was a dark evening on the 6th of June in Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Rebel Eddies is your solution for auto detailing in Midwest Wisconsin. They specialize in top-tier services, including deep cleaning and detailing, paint corrections, ceramic coatings, wax oil undercoatings, window tinting, and more. And they take pride in delivering professional results every time. Rebel Eddies is family and veteran-owned and operated. Bookings are available as soon as 1 week. Call 920-671-8984 or visit RebelEddies.com. Rebel Eddies Detailing. Restore. Protect. Maintain.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're following up on a story from last summer when Georgia's State Elections Board voted to allow county election board members to conduct their own investigations before certifying an election, potentially throwing the elections into chaos. The state Supreme Court threw out that and other fringe rules on June 10th. The Georgia Elections Board approved partisan, conspiracy-driven rules just 90 days before the 2024 election, including allowing individual members of county election boards to conduct their own reasonable inquiry before certifying an election. Another rule approved in September required a hand count of paper ballots into stacks of 50 to compare with the machine count total. Pro-voter groups challenged the rules, and last October, a district court judge ruled they were enacted too close to the election and were too disruptive. The Republican National Committee and the Georgia GOP appealed for an emergency order, which was declined until after the election. In a victory for voters, the Georgia Supreme Court found June 10th that most of the election board's new rules were not enabled by state statute. The court allowed surveillance cameras at drop boxes, but struck down most others, including reasonable inquiry investigations, post-election document examination, hand counting, and IDs for family members dropping off mail ballots. Two other rules were sent back to lower courts. We have the 96-page order at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and 97.9 WGBW. I'm producer Todd, along with new Wisco Bureau Chief Lisa Hale. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Did that microphone get out of your way?
Yeah, it just kind of just flew out of your face. Away from me, yeah. Yep. So today we are joined on Valley Focus by Mike Dempsey, who is with Waterfest in Oshkosh. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
39 years.
39 seasons and 40 years.
We
had one little hiccup, if you remember.
Oh, that's right. A little COVID going on or something. Oh, yeah. It's great for us because we're literally just across the river from you. So we see that great location all the time. And sometimes we may be hanging out down here while the concerts are going on.
Well, that's fantastic. We have quite a bit of a boating Waterfest Navy crew that comes down the river and they tie up and it's beautiful.
Mike, this event is unbelievable. There's two things in Oshkosh I feel that help kick off the summer. The Oshkosh Farmers Market, when you start talking about Waterfest, you know summer's officially in the valley.
Well, thank you. We try to make it happen all summer long, and we promote Oshkosh on the water and the beautiful quality of life we enjoy here in the Fox River Valley all summer long.
And Waterfest is a midweek event. It's not a weekend event, which I think is even better because, you know, weekends get so full with everything.
Well, it's a community concert series, and we don't want to get in the way of the church picnics and a lot of the other family dealings, and a lot of people are out on Friday night for fish. So Thursday is our night to warm things up for the weekend.
So tonight is the official kickoff for Waterfest, and I know Hairball is going to be performing the big event.
Oh yeah, they're bombastic 80s. It's their 25th anniversary tour, and wow. I guess they've got some surprises for us. So they'll have their fantastic light show and their pyro show and all the theatrical improvisations that we enjoy.
So you're going to be kicking it off kind of with a big bang, so to speak.
Yeah, we're very proud of that. We have some other bands on the lineup. We have the Michael Weber Show. He's a guitar phenomenon. He's coming in from Ohio, and he's very exciting. And then we've got Brett Newsky and his Bad Inventions. And Brett's just coming back from England, I think, from his tour. So we've got a triple-headed monster going on here for opening night.
If there's anybody who is listening to this who's never heard of Waterfest, if you had to summarize it for somebody, how would you summarize Waterfest in Oshkosh?
Well, Waterfest really allows people to enjoy entertainment for a few dollars. It's what's the charm of Waterfest is its accessibility, its affordability, the beautiful format that we have here. It's a very club-like setting inside one of the best boutique amphitheaters in Wisconsin, and it's a beautiful park-like setting. People can come and go as they wish, so it's really one of those very accessible things, very affordable. Veterans are free. Opening night tonight, teachers are free if they bring their school ID.
Nice.
Nice. That is nice. Now, you mentioned it's very affordable. How does one go about getting tickets for Waterfest?
Well, waterfest.org has all the tickets, and we, you know, we can sell them online, or you can come and pay for it at the gate. We have discount early bird discounts most nights. So I think it's $10 if you're in line before 6 p.m. Opening night tonight. So get there early. We're pretty, you know, if you're not quite there by 6, but you're in line, and we'll let you in for $10.
You guys are nice like that, right?
Yeah.
So we know opening night tonight, as you mentioned, Hairball, Michael Weber Show, Brett Newsky, and the Bad Inventions. You've got a great lineup this season. Let's talk about some of those.
Well, we'll start at the back of the lineup. We wrap things up August 14th with Loverboy, and that'll be a great show.
My sister's had that album, right? The red pants.
The red leather pants. Yeah, I swear.
If you're wearing red leather pants, we'll let you in free. Just say Mike sent you.
Lisa, leave yours at home, okay? I'll buy your ticket.
You don't want to see that.
And tonight, bring the spandex. And the rest of that, we've got some really cool stuff, something for everybody. Next week, we have George Thorogood and the Destroyers, which is a fantastic show. You can pick up the information on the supporting acts online there at waterfest.org. Then on the 26th, we have a band from Australia making a stop. They're only making a few stops in the U.S. They're called the Cat Empire. They a little bit of ska, Latin beat, lots of fun dancing music, horns and percussion, and very, very, very accessible music. They'll be a lot of fun. We also have Copper Box and Kate Voss, and that'll be a fun, fun night. And then on the 17th of July, we have Big Bad Voodoo Daddy bringing the big brass in town. And then July 31st, we have Vic Ferrari's encore performance. Very, very.
It's cool that they're out there, right?
Yeah. Vic goes back to the early days of Waterfest when we started the concert series format, and both Vic and Road Trip were mainstays of helping set us up financially because they drew really well and they sold a lot of beer. And they're always friends of the event. And Michael Bailey actually opened Waterfest in the Leach Amphitheater with the national anthem. And he sang it beautifully, and he's such an operatic singer, so that'll be a nice show. And
great vocalist.
Great having him back, and them back, and that'll be fun. And also supporting them, actually, it's a kind of a two-headed show again, is
Shining Star.
Shining Star, and they do the Earth, Wind, and Fire. There's probably, I think, 17 people in that
band.
Wow. Oh, they've got to. They're doing Earth, Wind, and Fire. They've got to have a horn section.
There's another night for some funky clothes.
That'll be fun. They're coming in on from Chicago, Atlanta area, and that'll be a big show, one of the best Earth, Wind, and Fire shows.
And then if you love Steely Dan, I'm guessing you'd love Steely Dan.
Yes, you do, and they're supported by the Producers, also Atlanta-based, and they had a lot of MTV pop hits in the 80s. So
how long have you been part of Waterfest? Fest.
1989.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Oh, yeah.
We're lucky to have you.
We enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It couldn't happen without the sponsors, fans. The bands love it. Our vendors, our sound company from Green Bay does a great job. Lighthouse, they're always on the job and helping us get the shows off, even in inclement weather. And we try to make it fun for everybody.
It always is. Michael Dempsey, thank you so much for coming. Waterfest tonight is the grand opening. Hairball.
$10. By 6 o'clock, if you're in line, you can't beat that.
Waterfest.org is the website to go to for ticket information and the entire lineup. This is Mino and the Mayor, Valley Focus. More with Jim and John coming up next. Hang on.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston.
Hello, that's
you. Combing through the wreckage in Northwest India, rescue teams on the scene of an Air India plane crash in a residential area in the city of Ahmedabad. We have just learned the nationalities of those on board the flight, which was headed to London's Gatwick Airport. At the foreign desk, ABC's James Longman.
Of those on board, Air India says 169 are Indian nationals, 53 British, 7 Portuguese and 1 Canadian. Now, the plane is 11 years old and the Indian Civil Aviation Authority has been quick to point out the pilot had 8,200 hours of flying experience. But it is, of course, much too early to know the cause of this crash.
The plane is 787 Dreamliner, the first crash ever of this type of Boeing plane. That city has a population of about 5 million people. The plane would have been loaded with fuel when it went down less than a minute after takeoff. This is ABC News.